Hey, you're a three-sport athlete, you know, volleyball, basketball, track. Has wanting to be a college volleyball player always been what you wanted to do? Because, gosh, you've been pretty good in basketball and track, but has it always been volleyball?
I think once I hit high school, it turned out to be volleyball. And when I was younger, like junior high and elementary, like I loved basketball, but I don't know, high school just, I don't know, it was different for me. And so last year, my mom kind of started pointing out that that would be a possibility to go to college and do something like that. So she's kind of been helping me, and my dad too has been supporting me, and so they've been there for me.
You're kind of a volleyball family. I mean, you're an all sports family, but by gosh, sure, you love your volleyball in that family, don't you?
Yes, there are lots of traditions and just lots of things that we all like to do when we're together.
Coming off a great season, I know it was a bummer to see it end too early. Gosh, everybody wants to get to a state tournament, no question. But still, your team won 20 plus matches overall. Would you think this that was this senior season probably the best of your four in high school?
Yes, I would definitely say so. We, for as small as we were, we worked hard and we proved multiple times that we can do little things that really made us big. And yeah, no, it was, I was happy to see everybody step up into the roles that were given to them, and we were very successful.
You guys are in a very competitive conference. I bet you always remember the battles with the Chase Counties and the Bridgeports and the Snorri Platt St. Pat's. I mean, my gosh, every single year, and really volleyball, basketball, other sports, you guys really have some battles with those schools, don't you?
Yeah, but like just this year and last year, we had finally been able to pull out a game against St. Pat's. And this year, we went five sets with them and came out on top. And then we met them again in Spiva and came out on top again, winning three sets. And then we did unfortunately come up short playing them our third time. But we were like, we knew what we needed to do, and we accomplished the things that we had set as our goals.
McCook Community College, you're not a long ways from home. You got family in town. You feel like this is gonna be a perfect fit for you.
I think so. When I was trying to decide where I wanted to go, I felt like I'm still able to get out and experience being by myself, but also just knowing that I have support close to me and family close to me, obviously, if I would ever need anything.
Oh my gosh, I can just imagine the family section at the Graff Event Center for home matches. Oh my gosh, you're gonna have a ton of family at these home matches, aren't you?
Yes, and I am very excited. I think it'll be fun, and I almost every time we go back to McCook, somebody mentions something about how they're excited to be able to watch me or.
Now you've set and you've hit. You've done both in your high school career. What does Coach Copsa say? She's kind of leaning toward. And what would you like to do?
I would say definitely leaning more towards setting. I'm not sure if I'd be able to be as strong of a hitter as most of the girls on the team, so we'll just have to see. It's fun to be an all-around player, but college is a completely different level, so I'm willing to walk in with a good mindset and take on whatever role that is given to me.
But you would definitely like to be a six rotation player. You want to play all the way around, back row, and play defense because that's what you've done all your high school career too.
Right, yes. So, I mean, that's just another thing where I have to put in the work and reach the goals that I set for myself to get where I want to be.
All right, getting ready for basketball season. That's kind of next on the list. You got your first week coming up pretty soon. You've got some pretty good kids coming back. This could be a pretty good basketball team coming up, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, I'm excited also for this season to see what we can do. Again, we have a couple freshmen that are bringing up some height, and so I'm just looking forward to seeing what everybody is going to come into this season and help contribute the ways that they can.
It's going to be pretty weird coming up next fall here at MCC without mom on the sidelines. I mean, she'll be there watching, of course, but to have her, you know, for the first time not coaching it for a long time, I'm sure it's going to be feel a little weird, isn't it?
Yes, it'll feel a little weird, but I don't know. I think it'll be a good different. It'll be a good transition for the both of us, I think.
And finally, studies. What are you going to be studying here?
So I want to study to be a school psychologist. So I'll definitely aim for just getting my gen eds done at McCook, and then I'll see where I go after that.
So do you feel like, I know it might be too early to tell, you'd like to, you know, go to a four-year school, but would you continue volleyball 2 years here and maybe play volleyball down the line someplace?
I think right now that is the idea, and I think that that would also be fun. So, I don't know. It'll just be, I don't know. God has it. He'll do his thing, and I'll just trust him.